Seems like forever. That's how long it seems that Jaguar fans were waiting for this. And my special football buddy actually didn't get a chance to witness it. Talk about something real special to me as we have a little bit of reflection while we wait to get to Sunday. I'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for joining me, Tony Wiggins, your host of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, where it's your team every day. And we thank you for making us your first listen, reminding you that we are free on all platforms. Wherever you decide to watch your podcast, you can watch us for free. That's right. Make sure you like and subscribe that onto that YouTube page as well, Locked On Jaguars. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before, because BetOnline is where the game starts. As I said, you guys start here with me every single day. Now, I'm feeling very, very reflective, because when I started watching football with my grandmother, and my grandmother was one of those people, every single Sunday, full course meal for 50 people, and we watch football every single Sunday. And she always said, I can't wait till they get good. I can't wait till they're good. Like she said, like the 49ers used to be back in the 80s when you were a little boy. And folks know I lost my grandmother in 2020. And as I sat this week, I was like, when we talked about the Jags finally turning that corner, they finally turned that corner. I thought about her. I thought about her because they have a chance now to be good the way those 49ers were, and the Giants and the Cowboys. I hate mentioning the Cowboys, but the Steelers, the Patriots, they have a chance to have that this be the beginning of something sustained. Well, I lost her to Alzheimer's and to dementia. I never knew what the differences were. Before the end of the show, though, you will, because we're going to talk a little ball with Solomon Wilcox. You know him. He's called enough Jaguar games over the years. And he's introducing us to Dr. David Billmeyer. And I came across the opportunity to ask Dr. Billmeyer about what caused my grandmother to leave, and that is Alzheimer's. So many fans, and I know you all have relatives, guys that you used to go to the games with. What a little bit of my motivation, too, was one of the people that I know that I think I follow, I know he follows me. He went to the game the other night with his father. He was in the suite. His dad actually had some cardiac arrest issues. I found out, because he's kept in touch with me, that Pops is stabilized. And I think he came home yesterday. If not yesterday, he came home today. And so the motivation is, man, you wait all of this time to see it, and some people never got the chance to see it. I have had my medical issues lately, but nothing like this. Somebody told me yesterday they hate what I'm going through, but I said, hey, I'm still alive, right? So Dr. Billmeyer is the chief medical officer of the Arrow Clinical Trials, and they're located in Daytona Beach. And what they're doing is they're developing a potential treatment for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. And we're going to show you how you can learn more about those clinical trials and that recruitment, where you can visit AnovisBio.com. But more than that, how we fuse real life and football together. I had a chance to do that with Dr. Billmeyer and with Solomon Wilcox, and we managed to have a little fun in typical T-Wig fashion. So I hope you enjoy today's show. It's a little bit reflective. It's Martin Luther King week. Early in the week, I had to take time from my personal stuff, along with the fact that I feel like we're having a 24-hour barbecue as we get ready to go to Kansas City and try to win that game. So we're going to take a quick pause for the cause here and get to it, because I want that interview to come to you guys uninterrupted. And then in segment three, we're going to have a little fun. I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to ask you guys to respond on my social media. I'm going to ask a little question about this. If you could have one player from around the NFL to add that his team is not in the playoffs, let's just say his team didn't make the playoffs. If there's one player you can add to the Jacksonville Jaguars team, who would that player be and why? That's going to be in segment three. And I'll tell you all about that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. Today's show is sponsored and brought to you by Built Bar. If you're looking for a delicious treat, but you don't want all of the fat and calories, then you got to try a Built Bar. Who hasn't tried a Built Bar yet, man? Because they have been on fire ever since I've been doing this podcast. We just got through the holidays, and I know my goal is to eat a little healthier this year, just a little bit. And if you're like me, where you want to eat healthy, but you don't want to compromise taste and flavor, then I have the thing just for you. Built Bar, you got to try it. With Built Health, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious, you won't think they're good for you. You got a perfect snack for you to have. It's almost, I'm speechless because it's almost an oxymoron to say something is healthy and it tastes good, right? Because you basically haven't seen that anywhere. One thing I can tell you that actually makes this true is the fact that it's covered with 100% real chocolate, not some almost chocolate or some fake chocolate. No, 100% real chocolate. The texture is outstanding. They come with absolutely marvelous flavor, and it tastes like a candy bar. But it's not. It's a Built Bar. And the macros will prove to you that you can have a Built Bar and you can do it guilt-free because it's only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. Now, you can go to Built.com and still order your Built Bars. But if you're close to a Sam's Club, run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter and churro. I'm telling you, man. You can even go in the Walmart over the pharmacy section and you can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. Make sure you check out Built Bar, built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 10% off. All right, man, we thank you for joining us here on Locked On Jaguars, making us your first listen. Once again, and as I promised, I have a fun interview here that you'll enjoy with Dr. David Billmeyer and NFL commentator Solomon Wilcox. All right, it's Tony Wiggins here with the Locked On Jaguars podcast. As always, I have to bring in some special guests to talk about some very important things, some things that are close to me. I have the Chief Medical Officer of Arrow Clinical Trials in Daytona, Mr. Billmeyer, Dr. Billmeyer. And someone you all know very well, Solomon Wilcox. Solomon has done a lot of games in Jacksonville when the Jags haven't been very good, right? Now, I'm wondering why they ain't called my man now. You know, I didn't see you in the press box the other night, but we'll do that housekeeping later on, and I can probably squeeze a couple of football questions in to Solomon. But I want to talk to Dr. Billmeyer because something that is very, very dear and close to me. It affected me in 2020, as you all know. Especially those that follow me on social media, I lost my dear grandmother who basically raised me my entire life to Alzheimer's. And I cannot tell you how difficult it was because we barely missed it by a week that we wouldn't have been able to go to a funeral because it happened right before COVID, right? But the years prior to that, there were some things that happened. The stories that people talked about Alzheimer's, my grandma's 4'11", like Sophia from the Golden Girls, right? And she was spunky. She used to do stuff like climb up, we put the locks high, she'd go up and she'd be walking at 4 o'clock in the morning through the neighborhood with her nightgown on and curse out the police when they came up because she was just this spunky, spunky person. Also the caregivers, the people that have to, this is just, when you talk about Alzheimer's, it's more than just the person, it's the caregivers, it's the families. So any information that we have on that is very, very critical and I wanted to bring it to my Locked On Jaguars audience. Dr. Meyer, take the floor, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. Yeah, sorry to hear that about your grandmother. She's one of 6 million Americans that passed away that year with this. I mean, probably one in three seniors over the age of 65 are going to get Alzheimer's. And it's just like you said, it affects everybody, not just the patient. So, and it can be a long, long drawn out process, very expensive to the cost as in America, American medicine. So, you know, what we have going on in Daytona Beach, Florida at Aero Clinical Trials is we've joined up with a really neat company, Innovus, who's working on a study, a hopeful study drug, a hopeful medication that targets three of the biggest proteins that have to do with the problems linked to Alzheimer's. And it's already been studied. Actually, it's being studied in Parkinson's. Interestingly, these kind of there's a kind of a Venn diagram connecting these two processes. And it seems we're hoping it's going to be helpful for both disease processes. But, you know, we're trying to get people to come out and consider clinical research for things like Alzheimer's, because I call it a why not trial. Because if you got Alzheimer's, you know, that's a deadly disease. It kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined, and the misery associated with it. So, and there's not a cure out there. There's not a cure out there. And this is a hopeful study medication that hopefully is going to make a difference.
I want to ask you something. I don't want to be naive or sound ignorant here. Is there a difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? And what are the differences?
Yeah. We get that question all the time, Tony. It's dementia is sort of the umbrella term. Okay. There's lots of different types of dementia. So there's PICS, Lewy body, Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's is just a type and the most common type of dementia.
Okay. Yeah. My wife wants to know the answer to that, because I have situational dementia, right? It's like, what I mean is I forget the stuff that I don't want to do. So, but so she's going to say, you know, you ain't suffering from anything. This is a very, very serious thing. So you say there's no cure, right? And those of us that have known people or have had loved ones, it's something that you see, you really, really don't wish this on anyone and want anyone to go through it, because it's not just somebody forgetting stuff. It's somebody forgetting critical things. My grandmother talked to my son, who is an adult. And 2 minutes later, she asked me if I had any kids. It's devastating. Yeah. It's
painful.
Right. It's very, very painful. So tell me about the studies that are going on and the contact info and what you would need in order for people who are interested in it because they have a family member affected, or are just interested in it because they've actually witnessed other people go through it. What do you have going on?
Absolutely. And to be honest, Tony, the best time to catch this is early. So if there's any concerns about memory at all, people can qualify for a study and they can gain a lot from that. They can get a lot of diagnosis opportunities, fancy MRIs, PET scans that are not only free, but the FDA tells us we got to compensate people for it. So that's a nice feature of it. And you learn a lot. But they can go to our website, Aero Clinical Trials, for people in the Florida area. And if we can't find them a site, which we are working with Innovus, then we would look on the Innovus website. We can encourage people to go to the Innovus website and check out for the clinical trials that they have going on. But we're welcome to direct anyone who wants to call us from anywhere your viewers are and direct them to appropriate clinical trial.
And Tony, just real quick, the Innovus website is www.innovusbio.com. That's Annovus bio.com. Very important place to go to get some really critically important information.
It is absolutely critical. I want to say this before I ask football questions. I want to let you know that my listeners know for the past year, I've had some health issues, right? I have such an appreciation for doctors and the patients that you guys have. I always ask this. This is just my ritual. Where'd you go to school? What's your alma mater? Because if it's somebody I don't like, I'm gonna sit here and talk crap about you.
Tell you right now. Well, I went undergraduate to Florida State University.
He likes it.
I knew it, baby. We won 10 games this year. Now tell me where you went after that.
University of Florida.
You went to Hogtown. I know you did not go to Hogtown after being in Tallahassee.
Had to go to Florida. We didn't, you know, and I teach at the Florida State University College of Medicine campus here in Daytona, and I'm very proud of it, but we didn't have medical school back then at FSU. So I did my first year of medical school at FSU and then transferred to University of Florida. And it was a fabulous experience.
I'm not going to play that. We didn't have a medical school at Florida. Because I know some Gator fans. First of all, my best friend played basketball at Florida, Stacy Poole. Then my godson is now a middle linebacker, Bryce Capers. He plays for Billy Napier down there. So I ain't going to be too hard on him. But thank you for all you do medical-wise, especially with stuff like cancer, Alzheimer's. It seems like there's no solution in sight, but you guys keep working and working and working to make life so much easier for all of us. And we are eternally grateful for the work that you do, the research that you do. And I know it's nonstop. And sometimes you need to go on vacation sometimes too, man. Take a break. Take a break. Just like we tell the caregivers. I've always said this though. And tell me if this is true. Alzheimer's and dementia is bad, but folks need to pay a lot of attention to the caregivers, the people that are with those people every single day. I saw my aunt, my mother struggle, man. And
good point.
I think some of those people to tap in, make sure you go to the website. I think there's a lot of information that could be used for everyone. Doc, first of all, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your time. Let me get the message out for Arrow Clinical Trials and Anovis Bio. We're excited.
Give us the website once again before I beat Solomon up about these Jaguars.
Just think you want to act on it fast. ACTAeroClinicalTrials.com.
Thank you very much. Solomon, have you ever seen anything like what you saw Saturday night from Jacksonville?
No, that was amazing. And, you know, for many of us fans, you know, we got to love football, man, to hang in there when you're down 27-0 and still not find something else to do on a weekend night. Yeah. I mean, that's really testing it, you know. So, but no, we hung in there because we know Coach Peterson's a fine coach. We really, a lot of us gravitate towards, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. You know, we here in Cincinnati, which is home for me, we know Marvin Jones Jr. He started his career here. We root and cheer for him. Just a lot of good guys who went through a heck of a lot, right, last season, just 1 year ago. And you could just kind of see this team coming, the way that they finished the regular season. We didn't want to abandon it. And, man, when they scored that touchdown just before halftime, I think it encouraged a lot of us to stick around.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like I said, I don't know who I have to call to get you back down here, but don't let them do you dirty, man. Like, they have you coming down here. We couldn't win no games, and now all of a sudden they're winning games. No, I'm just joking with you, man. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you for contacting me so our audience and our listeners could get this pertinent information. And what you guys are doing is tremendous, and we'll make sure that we get this out and push this on our podcast. And thank you very much for joining me.
Well, Tony, we thank you for having us and sharing the space. Go Jaguars, man. We really, knock off the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming week and make the Bengals' pathway maybe just a little bit easier. Something tells me we're on a collision course anyway.
We're on a collision course. You want us to knock them off? Watch this. Now, I know all of us don't look alike, but you kind of do look a little bit like Shannon Sharpe. So I'm going to say, no problem. Ain't no problem. We got it. No problem. We'll knock them off for you.
His brother Sterling is a good friend of mine, and they have a sister who's more comedically talented than they are. And she saw me once we started talking. She said, oh, my God, look at them. Look at him. He could be family, couldn't he? Look at you. And she just went on and on. And, man, she had me in stitches. And I told Sterling, I said, she's funnier than you guys are. Yeah. So we should get her in television.
No doubt about it. They are some funny people. And my folks are from up there. They're near Reesville. They're from Claxton. And I told my man Shannon that, and he immediately said, he said, home of the fruitcake. I'm like, now, you know you country when you know that Claxton, Georgia is home of the fruitcake. All right. You guys aren't no fruitcakes. Y'all are some serious professionals with some serious information and helping out people. And we appreciate you guys being here with us on Locked On Jaguars, and we'll make sure all of our listeners get this information.
Good job, Tony. Fantastic. All the best to you.
Tell them not to wait till the second half to do it this time.
We got to do it quick. All right. All right, once again, I got to let you know that betonline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional or amateur league out there. from pro football to college basketball to NBA basketball, they have got you covered and they're all over it. If you love sports podcasts, you can even find those at Bet Online as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. There's no better place for you to find out who's going to play, who's sitting, who is healthy, who's going to be able to make a full go of it. You can find all of that at betonline.net. So head to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more, because BetOnline is where the game starts. And we thank you once again for starting here with us, making us your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars, because it's your team every day. I'm going to tell you about Locked On NFL. Make sure you subscribe. That's right. Make them your second listen every day and subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast and get daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories, plus in-depth analysis on the biggest games with NFL key predictions every Friday. And Mondays, local insiders cover the weekend with game-to-game episodes. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. Listen, man, I'm on a ride with the Jaguars the way that they are. First, shout out to Solomon Wilcox and Dr. David Billmeyer for joining us today and giving us some info and having a little fun with us too here on Locked On Jaguars. I'm gonna ride with the Jaguars as they are. If I had to pick one guy, one player who isn't in the playoffs, who's currently not in the playoffs and hasn't been in the playoffs, from around the NFL to join the Jaguars, I think it would be Sauce Gardner. I think it would be Sauce Gardner. And I was laughing because I was saying somebody going to say Jalen Ramsey. No, it would be Sauce Gardner, because I really do think, especially this week and even next week, they're going to need to make sure that they double down on having a shutdown guy outside. So with that being said, I'm giving you a little information that Darius Williams has played real well, but he's going to have to keep it up, because they are now down the stretch. You're talking about quarterback heaven, man. You're going to get people that are going to test who you are. And if you go to the Super Bowl and you play somebody from the NFC, you're going to get teams that are going to do the same thing with multiple receiver weapons like Philly. So it's not going to be like with one really good receiver and one subpar guy. Down the stretch, you're facing real good quarterbacks. And then when the quarterback is not as good, like in the NFC, you're going to be facing teams that have multiple weapons that can beat you. And I think, you know, you're going to have to be able to shut those guys down. So while I don't necessarily believe that alpha corner is the priority in the offseason for the Jaguars, for this particular team and for this for these particular playoffs, that is who I think I would take. Go on, when you go on social media at Shop Talking Wig, tell me who your favorite or who your player is that you would add to the team. Ironically, I'm real, real confident that the Jaguars are in pretty good shape with the guys that they have already. I just wanted to have a little fun with you. And what it would show me what your mindset is heading into the game. Now, I got some guys going to eat some barbecue for me Saturday and going to give me a report on that. I know there's a group of guys going out, a group of guys and girls going out. I think with the BCB, they're going to have a tailgate out in KC. We're going to do a crossover show that I'll post for you on Thursday, as we always do. And, of course, Friday, I'll give you the keys to victory and the biggest matchups. Until then, you guys take care, and thank you for joining us here on Locked On Jaguars and making us your team every day and making us your first listen. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.